News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's our Monday update from United Way of the Brazos Valley. Nelson Prince on hand. So today is something called National Information Referral Day.
Yep, today is November 16th is National Information Referral Day. And what information referral is, or in our world we like to say I&R, or if even more easily 211 Texas. Information referral is really just the connection of people with needs to services in the community that may be able to address that. That's what 211 is really about. And so it's about helping people when they are not sure where to call. We always say 211 is the number to call when you don't know who to call. So if you're experiencing something, a need that was unexpected, unanticipated, and you feel like there might be a resource out there for you, but you just don't know where to turn and what to do, or even where to start, 211 is a great number to call, answer 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. And today is really just a day about bringing awareness. You know, we have community needs every single day, and we've got people who call 211 every day. But that call is there, or that service is there for people, and answering people, responding to those needs, providing referrals. Last year, we took over 49,000 calls here locally. We're a network of 25 centers across the state. So if you multiply that, it's huge. It's millions of people every year are served through 211.
Wow. I mean, just some staggering numbers. But again, the need is not only is the need great, but the need is so individualized. Mm-hmm. It really takes some special people on the other end of the line to be able to bring up that information to answer the questions.
Yeah, our specialists are so qualified and trained. We have three here locally. We have three information referral specialists. Today is also an opportunity for us to say thanks to them. Thanks for what they do every day, because it's not an easy job. They're talking with people when they've had their utilities turned off, where they've lost their job, where their home is burned down, where their parent is aging and can't stay by themselves. We like to say we're not a crisis hotline. We don't respond. We don't typically take a lot of suicide calls or anything like that. But if you're a mom with four kids and your utilities have been turned off and you've recently lost your job and you can't feed them, I'd say that you're pretty much in a state of crisis right then. So while we are not quote unquote a crisis line, people call us when they are in their own personal crisis. And our specialists are very trained, nationally certified, to respond in those needs, to assess the situation, to identify, help the caller, lead the caller to what's the biggest priority for the call today, and then identify if there's a resource for them in the community.
Get them started in the right direction.
Exactly. And then sometimes also get to the bottom of the issue. Sometimes people will be calling for food and say, you know, I don't have food in my pantry. I need a food box or something like that. And the specialist can say, well, is there something that's been going on for a little while that's kind of creating this need? And then it turns out, oh, well, they've lost their job, or they've been injured on the job, and so they can't work, or something like that. We really can get to a whole different level when we start really getting to the root of the issue and addressing those root causes, as opposed to just doing the surface level, putting a Band-Aid on it until next month when they're still in the same need. So we try to work with them. It's also about empowering the individual. We don't provide the service. We don't fix it for them. We give them the referral and point them in the right direction so that they don't spend the entire day calling dozens of numbers just here. Oh, wait, we don't help with that. Try this over here. We don't help with that. Try this agency. We point them to the right one. But it's up to them to make that phone call. It's up to them to follow through with the enrollment process with that agency, to make sure that they qualify for that agency's assistance. It's about empowering them so that they can help themselves.
Well, let's go back to the shout outs. We had promoted the last few weeks, the United We Roll event, and it's taken place.
Yeah, United We Roll was on Thursday night. It was a fun event. I was out there for a while and it was busy. Lots of people in and out of there. We had some great celebrity rollers. I want to say thank you to our celebrity rollers who took time out of their very busy day to come up and spend time with our youth cabinet. The cabinet was all over it. They did such a great job. We work with such a great group of high school students. It gives a lot of promise for our future to see that these are our future leaders, that these are the things that they're busting out and just going with. They had a fundraising goal this year through all of their fundraisers, with United We Roll being one of them, of $7,000. Well, they have unofficially hit that goal. We're still waiting for some things to come in on United We Roll. They've already hit it, and they still have a few more months to go on some other fundraisers. So now they're just going to keep going. They're just going to keep on striving to raise more money. And all of this is for their grants that they do in the spring. They'll issue a grant request for proposals. They'll review those applications. They'll make those funding decisions and provide funding out in our community.
Meantime, the community campaign continues.
It still does. We are still hot in the thick of it. And lots of rallies are still going on. It's not too late to get involved. It's not too late to give. You can always give by going to our website at uwbv.org. Just click donate. You can text in a gift, Stronger United. Make sure to do one word. Autocorrect will fix it to be two words. So one word, Stronger United, to the numbers 41444. Or you can always call our office, 979-696-4483.
And that's our update. United Way of the Brazos Valley President Allison Prince with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.